broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri. Joined alongside me,
Lucas Williams.
And today we got a great coaches show here for you. A lot of things have been happening at Pendleton Heights, but really, you know, we've seen soccer season go through, we've seen tennis, we've seen volleyball, and now it's pretty much just football. Of course, the Arabians got their first sectional win last night, and slowly, you know, the winter sports are starting to take action. You got cross country, which is, you know, getting into sectionals and regionals, and we'll get into it. But first, we'll talk about cross country first. So, Lucas, who are the boys that made it to regionals? Of course, they just had sectionals.
So, looking at the guys' side of things, you have Benson Davis, Zach White, Ashton Smith, and Ryder Englehart all advancing to the cross country regionals.
Yeah, so congrats to them. And then for the girls, the whole team as a whole advanced to regionals, and then Ava Gerald in their Noblesville sectional meet. She took first, as she normally does, had a time for 17 minutes, 21.9 seconds. Ava Gerald, always winning. We've interviewed her. I assume we're going to interview her again this season. She's a great athlete, a great track runner, a great cross-country runner, and there's bright things over on the cross-country side of things at Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, Ava Gerald is definitely like kind of that one-in-a-million player. I mean, I grew up with her, and we went to the same elementary school, and whenever we'd be in, you know, like gym class or anything, and we'd do, like, you know, quick warm-up laps around the gym, she would always, hands down, be the first one to finish with it. I mean, insane runner.
Yeah, that's a person I want on my dodgeball team. You know, she's getting picked first. But that's going to about do it. Their regional matchup for boys and girls is today at Shelbyville at 10:30. So if you're not doing anything today, go out and support Arabian runners. But we're going to transition over to football. So last night we saw the Arabians get their first sectional win in a long time. I think 3-4 years, if I'm not mistaken. And it was over Newcastle, of course. They've seen Greenfield Central a lot the past few years, and they're going to see him again next week. But talking a little about last night, so it was a pretty odd game. So, you know, coming into it, me and Liam, who I did the game with, you know, we expected a shootout. Me and Lucas, we've seen high-scoring games. You know, the first game at Lebanon, it was 48-40. Last time they played Newcastle, it was 42-21, and that was just not the case.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it seems like the defensive side of things, especially in the first quarter, was just the name of the game. I mean, at the end of the first quarter, it was 0-0. So, I mean, it kind of did have, you know, a few minutes for both of the offense to, you know, kind of catch up to where they should be playing at. But, you know, Pendleton, they're kind of like a freight train, you know. It takes them a little bit for them to get started up. But once they get started, you pretty much cannot slow them down at all.
Yeah, so in that game, you know, it was 7-6, Arabians leading in second quarter. And then it was kind of the two-minute drill for Newcastle. And then they ran, you know, fourth down and like seven, I believe. And then they ran a fake field goal. And what a bold call. You know, you don't make it, you get no points. Or you can kick the field goal. Well, they go fake. They get the touchdown. Caught everyone, including the broadcasters, off guard. So at halftime, they were up 7-12. And then, you know, you kind of sensed a shift once the third quarter started. I don't know what it was. We're going to talk to that about Coach Richmond. He kind of said us last night that the players just really stepped up and, like, you know, kind of realized, like, hey, you know, we don't want to end our season here. What are we doing? We got to really lock in. And they did that. You saw the defensive line, you know, before, you know, Caleb Clapp, the running back, probably averaged 4 or 5 yards a carry, and that's going to get you a first down pretty easy. The defensive line really stepped up, became a brick wall, and made it pretty tough for those running backs, which is something we hopefully can carry over to next week against Greenfield Central.
I guess just one of the main things I want to say is how proud I am of this football team, you know. You know, starting off from the beginning of the season, the defense, they were kind of struggling, you know, especially on the running side of things. And, you know, now going into this big matchup against Greenfield Central, which is pretty notorious for, you know, their running game, the Arabians, they have a good shot at being able to stop them. I mean, that is just the great thing about the Arabian defense is they are a lot older, and you'll see this exactly with, you know, the entire team. You know, with the varsity side of things on offense and defense, it is a pretty old team, but the defense, I mean, they definitely learn how to just recollect themselves.
Yeah, and someone I want to mention for Newcastle is Tylan Trine. Of course, he plays running back as well as DB, and he's got some crazy stats on the year. I called him last night a real Swiss Army knife. Coach Richmond told me before the game he can get it done on all three phases, you know, offense, defense, special teams. So, Lucas, coming into this game, tell me his stats.
So it looks like on the rushing side of things, he does have 56 carries, 181 yards, and one touchdown. But on kind of the wide receiver side of things, he has 32 catches with 180 yards.
Yeah, so, you know, they really split reps between their running backs. We saw, you know, Tylan Thrine had a touchdown against Pendleton Heights. In their last matchup, he had an interception. He can really, you know, he's a receiving back, but he can also carry it as much as he needs to. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, what were his stats so far this season?
So it looks like he had 92 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, an interception, a fumble recovery, and even a blocked field goal. So again, you know, definitely that all-around player, and we've seen that a lot. You know, if we're looking back at Lebanon, looking at their quarterback, Grantlin Fitzgerald, that man was along the entire team. I mean, not only in the quarterback, but he was also, you know, leading the team in rushing yards, but also he played, you know, safety on the defensive side of things.
I believe he also led in receiving yards. He was not a one-trick pony. He could really do it on all phases. And I think it's really pivotal for Pendleton Heights to play these players, okay? They play Tylan Thrine here. They play Grantlin Fitzgerald. Okay, you know, now you're going against Greenfield Central, and you got to worry about Cooper Hinton. Cooper Hinton is a great runner in this conference. I mean, Keaton Jones, he's got more yards, more touchdowns, but they can get it done in all, you know, whether it's, you know, third and long or first and short. They can get it done wherever, and they're a real team that you got to be watchful for. You know, they run the ball well, okay? Now you got to worry about play action. If they can trip you up like that, you could torch a defense. You got to be very careful. And I think going against these players that can really get it done everywhere, it's going to help Pendleton Heights improve and hopefully, you know, stun Greenfield Central in that sectional matchup.
You know, I actually kind of think it's the opposite thing in a way. You know, if you're looking at, you know, some of these teams where they have a player who can work around the entire ball, they're probably not going to specialize in a specific area. But let's take, you know, New Pal. They have Josh Raines, who's leading the conference in, I think, about everything.
I think touchdowns and carries in rushing yards.
Yeah, so, and obviously, Pendleton has been able to play against New Pal, and although they did get beat pretty badly by them, I mean, it's definitely one of those things that you can walk away from. And, you know, with someone like Josh Raines, he is just an amazing rusher. And it's hard to see another player like that on another team. So you kind of know how to play these running backs going into, you know, another team.
You know, I'm paraphrasing Coach Richmond here, but you play the best, you're going to play better. And you want to play those better teams. So, I mean, you've played the New Pals. You've played Greenfield Central. Lebanon, they're 8-2 this season. They won their first sectional matchup. You've played these great teams. And Lebanon, that was a shootout. What's it called? New Pal, that one, down to the wire. Everything, the Arabians don't give up early. And, you know, once they get going, they really don't stop. I thought it was there's a stat that I'll break down with Coach Richmond, and it's the Arabians score less points in the first quarter, and as the, you know, second quarter they score like third most, and then third quarter, third most, fourth quarter, most. It's pretty interesting. It shows, you know, how they heat up, and it really describes this team, and it's pretty exciting now. You know, getting into November football, Coach Richmond said he was excited to keep playing in November, and so is the rest of the team. And then continue going to that Newcastle game. So I mentioned there was a big energy shift come when the third quarter started, and then, you know, things really took over for Pendleton Heights. Wyatt Elijah, the sophomore, had his own pick six, really jumped the ball, quick pass to Tylan Thrine. Wyatt Elijah jumped it. And then after that, I mean, they recovered a few onside kicks. Of course, they were onside kicked on, and, you know, you just want to recover it, get it down as much as you can, easy, simple like that. And they need to be well-rounded for when they play Greenfield Central, when they play, you know, hopefully better teams past Greenfield Central. And, again, just more exciting things. This team is getting better. We see it week by week as broadcasters. Lucas, can you tell me some of the Arabian stats? Of course, I kind of gathered up some stats here, like what they're leading in the Hoosier Heritage Conference.
So looking at quarterback Colton Frank, he does have the most passing yards on the team, and in the conference with 1,575 passing yards with a total amount of yards of 1,702. Now, looking at the kicker, Wyatt DeBertrand, he is 29 for 29 in extra points, which is the third most in the conference. Now, looking at Keaton Jones, of course, I would say the school's, you know, top running back. He has the second most rushing yards with 1,166, the second most total touchdowns with 16, and once again, the second most total points. So overall, just an incredible player. Also has six games with over 100 rushing yards.
Yeah, so Keaton Jones coming into this, you just talked about Keaton Jones, you know, coming into this, he's coming off big games where he had multiple touchdowns, four in a row against Yorktown, and then four in a row against Shelbyville. And coming to this one, you know, he didn't have quite that good game, but Newcastle's defensive line is made up of a lot of seniors. There's a junior on there. They're really big, physical people. And Keaton Jones, I mean, we knew this before the game. He can get it done anywhere, okay? You know, I think he works best on the outside, but he took it inside. He you know, play action, anything. He got it done, and I think the Arabians are really going to keep looking to their starting running back there, you know, looking forward.
You know, and a lot of that has to do, of course, with Keaton Jones and his insane athleticism. But, you know, you do got to give it to the D-line. You know, this defense has definitely improved since, you know, the beginning of the year. And I'll hit the nail on the hammer. But, I mean, the defense has just stepped up so much from what they, you know, have come from. And, I mean, they're only going to get better from here on out.
Coach Richmond was talking about this in the pregame interview last week, and it was a stat that I don't believe it now, but I think at this time last year, the Arabians had around like 18 or 19 turnovers on defense. And, you know, it's quite a different defense than what they had last year. And, you know, to me, that just means you got to cover that spread on offense. And they're doing quite that. If they can get it started and keep it getting going, they can really do well. And, you know, the defense last year was good. This defense this year is a totally different defense, and they're great in their own way. But with that, that's probably going to wrap up this segment, so stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. And today, our guest here, Coach Richmond of the Arabian football team. How's your morning going so far, Coach?
Good. Still playing football. So, a lot to be thankful for.
Okay. So, starting off last night, you had a great game against Newcastle. So, I talked to you about this post game, but that game had a lot of clock management involved, the most I've seen, you know, coming into a play for the Arabians so far this year. So looking at your career as coaching, how has your clock management skills improved, and how do you really test that? Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to practice situations. We do that, you know, every week, and we have a menu for that, just like running plays and just like putting different things in, you know, and we do it in special teams as well. You know, Coach Trout and the other coaches do a really good job. Thursday, we have a script of special teams situations, but also includes offense and defensive situations, you know, like when we need to kill it, when we need to, you know, when we got to get out of bounds, when, you know, all sorts of things like that. So, you know, like anything, I mean, I think what I know and how good I am at something doesn't matter if the kids don't do it. So I think, you know, I think these guys have improved as the season has gone along for sure. I mean, Newcastle did a good job keeping the ball out of our hands. They were very patient. That's the most patient I've seen them. They had, you know, they had a good game plan to come in. And, I mean, I felt like the first half went in like 20 minutes, you know, I mean, of real time, you know, it was a quick half. So, and their credit, you know, they made plays and we couldn't get them off the field and couldn't stay on the field. So
we've seen this offense come out pretty electric, you know, in this season, but it didn't really seem like it came out, you know, in that same way last night. So how do you kind of change this going into that first half?
Well, I mean, again, it's going to come down to players making plays, and, you know, we're going to prepare, and I'm not quite sure why we were flat, but we were flat all the way around. You know, we did not execute. And that's why, you know, we were tackling high. We were missing tackles. We did the same thing on offense. We were missing blocks. We were false starting. We weren't controlling what we could control. I mean, we had errant snaps. We had, you know, I felt like we started first and 15 every drive, you know? And so that's not going to get it done moving forward. So we've got to definitely correct that. So those are points of emphasis of the week that we'll get better at. And, you know, on the flip side, we didn't turn the ball over. And we, in those situations, we, you know, we protected the ball and, you know, and then we stuck with it, you know, and the guys found a way. It wasn't pretty, but they found a way, and we're still playing, and, good teams find a way. And I think we've really grown into a good team. And, you know, the best teams are going to keep playing week in and week out now. So we got to keep striving for that.
So last night you played a sophomore quarterback in Carson Bell. Coming into today, he only had 4 interceptions. He's very patient as a quarterback, and he doesn't really love to turn the ball. I mean, no one likes to turn the ball over. But you guys forced an interception out of him, and slowly as the game went on, we saw lots and lots of more blitzes. His pocket was frequently collapsing. Last play of the game was a big sack. How did the blitzes work, you know, towards the end of the game, and did you make a shift at halftime that, you know, we need to put more pressure on Carson Bell?
Well, guys needed to read their keys a little bit better. You know, we fired some linebackers in there a few times, and I thought coaches did a good job, and, you know, we adjusted a little bit, but it wasn't anything we did abnormal. Just kind of push guys in the right direction. And, you know, I mean, we had the one pick, obviously, which was big, but we also, you know, I thought Talon had another one on their sideline. You know, Jacob Rowley had multiple deflections. I mean, I thought the DBs did a good job. You know, there's some situations where, you know, we didn't communicate, even into the second half, a lot of self-inflicted problems, you know, and, that's on all three phases. You know, I mean, they drew up their fake field goal, like on a whim, you know, I mean, like, and that's, you know, our guys know, I mean, coach reminded them who has, you know, we're coming after it, and Jacob Rowley blocked the extra point early. That was a huge play. I mean, that was a huge play, Jacob Rowley blocking that extra point. Cause now they're chasing points. And, I mean, to Coach York's credit, he wasn't going to let us block another one, you know, and, not to our credit, we had guys that weren't ready for a fake, you know? And so, it's one of those things that, we just got to learn from it. Greenfield's really crafty in their special teams and in some of their tricks. And, we've got to be ready for the unexpected for sure. So, definitely learn from that.
So, Coach, you kind of stole my question there. So, you know, you blocked that extra point.
Yeah.
You stopped a 2-point conversion. That's 3 points left on the board for Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then they get that fake field goal. Yeah. Fake field goal touchdown.
Touchdown.
This is a lot to learn from. How do you do this into practice? You know, I'm sure you don't practice your fake field goal defense, but that's got to be a tough thing. Yeah. Of course, they drew that up on a whim. How do you come from this and go into Greenfield Central with, you know, what you just saw last night?
To your original question, we do. I mean, we do. Those guys, that's what's frustrating about that, is we do. We do practice all those situations and all those things. And even going back to team camp, I mean, we put block party in the summer. And, you know, I mean, that's the frustrating part. And the good news is we're still playing and we have things to correct, you know. And big point of emphasis this week, you know, I told the guys on Monday, I was like, hey, listen, you watch. Someone will step up. A team will win a game. Maybe shouldn't. I mean, it happens every year. But the teams that keep advancing are the ones that keep improving, and they do things maybe they haven't done before. Blocked kick. Really good punt return by Jacob Rowley. Good field position. Okay. Then 2 plays later, we get the reverse for a touchdown, Nate DeRolf. You know, but I go back, Nate DeRolf's first touch, he gets 7 yards on a spot pass out there on a little screen, and he got hit at the line of scrimmage or behind it, you know. you know, I mean, we had guys doing a lot of extra effort and doing extra things that were kind of, you know, maybe we just take them for granted, and maybe we you know, expect them or have come to expect them. But, you know, those are plays of the game, you know, and so you don't always see certain things in the stat lines, especially, you know, and I think some of the guys get in their own heads with that, you know, they don't maybe see, we only had 4 completions last night, right? But at the same time, the one stat that mattered is we had 28 points, and in the second half we owned and we won the game. So, and we're still playing. So I'm proud of the guys. At this point, it's survive and advance, and you got to play to win. That's for sure.
So your last sectional win was in 2020 against Greenfield Central. Yeah. How nice is this win for, you know, your coaches and also for the players?
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty fortunate as a head coach, and there's been a we've advanced more than we haven't. You know, I mean, and it's hard. It's hard to win in the tournament. It's hard to beat a team twice. And, you know, I mean, in the 9 years, I think we've opened with a win in the sectional 5 times, you know, I mean, over half the time. Those other times, I mean, we played the state champs, Greenfield's knocked us out twice, and we played number 1 Marion up at their place and shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, semi-state qualifier that year. So, you know, anything happens in the tournament, everybody's 0-0. Now we look to week 2. I mean, it's a... To me, selfishly, like I love coaching these guys. I really do. And it's a long season. I mean, today's practice 53, you know, in season. And these guys do an awful lot. And we do less than most, because we want to keep them fresh this time of year. And, you know, the teams that play in November are the ones you remember, and we get to play in November now. So that's something that these guys are special to me. This team has really grown, and I'm really proud of them. And it's up to us whether this ride stops or not. I mean, that's the challenge last night. It's a challenge every day. Rarely in life do you control your destiny, and we control it. We have to control what we can control. And last night we were our worst opponent, and that's been the case all season long. So hopefully we continue to get better and we hit our stride.
So continuing, you know, Lucas, I talked to you I talked to you in our opening segment about Tylan Thrine. Of course, I talked to you pregame, Coach Richman, about him. You said he can get it done in all 3 phases of the game. And he played very well last night. Of course, he had a touchdown, and he was a very hard player to stop. He flew around the field at all times. Yeah. How does this prepare you for future players like, you know, Greenfield Central? You're going to play Cooper Hinton. He's a great player. And I mean, Tylan Thrine's a real Swiss Army knife, and, you know, you want to play the best to get better. How are you feeling, you know, is it better for you to play these players like this?
Yes. I mean, good talent and success against good talent builds confidence, and definitely playing good teams makes you better. Our conference prepares us for the tournament. The thing that stinks is you got to go back through it. That's hard, you know, but a lot of people have to, you know, I mean, no one cares as we talk about. I mean, no one cares about our problems and my complaints, but it is what it is. Like, we got to play whoever's next. And, you know, so with that, we have a big rival staring us down, and a team that's had our number the last couple times. So the real challenge is, are we going to listen to all the negative and all the experts, or are we going to listen to what we know is true? And that is, we can be what we want to be. And, you know, what we think is how things are going to go. So, you know, I can't thank the community enough. I mean, we got a lot of people this week that, a lot of support on the downtown windows and signage and a lot of excitement, you know, a lot of pride in our football program and, you know, and a lot of pride in our athletics. I mean, cross country, competing today at the regional, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of energy with that. So no matter who we're playing, it's us against everybody. That's the mindset. And anybody who's trying to tear us down isn't really with us. And anybody who, you know, wants to doubt us isn't really with us. And so that's the thing we've all got to kind of circle the wagons up and, you know, not be naive. We got to do what we need to do, but we got to keep our heads on, and we've got to focus on what's most important. And so, you know, playing a gritty, tough team like Newcastle gets us ready for anybody.
That's going to wrap up our first segment here, but stay tuned for another segment with head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here with Lucas Williams and with the head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond. Now to start, you guys, we already talked about your matchup last week, but now we're going to talk about your game against Greenfield Central next week.
So I know I do have to ask you, you know, as the player and coaches, how are you guys feeling, you know, going into this big game against Greenfield Central where you're playing them again, but now in these sectionals?
I mean, for me, urgent, that's what pops in my mind. Like, I wish we were playing today. You know, I mean, let's go. I don't know if that's excitement or what that is, but I'm ready. We know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. So I guess taking a step back, you know, we've got to stay focused on day to day. You know, we got to make sure we handle ourselves accordingly and not make it bigger than it is. You know, it's one of those things that it's hard. It's hard to wait. You know, and this week two is always a trap week for a lot of sectionals. It's a trap week because it's just trying to survive and not look ahead. And so we know Yorktown and New Pals on the other side. And so they know we're on this side. So they're dealing with the same stuff. So probably not thinking much of us. Maybe Yorktown is. And I say that respectfully, but we've got to make sure we're locked in right now on correcting our stuff and getting better and you know, enjoying a big win, because to your point earlier, you know, it's not happened in a couple years. It's not for lack of effort. It's not for lack of commitment and not for lack of toughness. And so here we are with a great opportunity, and we're getting healthy at the right time. You know, we got some Kemper Owens, Jacob McKinley. You saw them last night a little bit. Eldridge was back out there. They're healthy. They were beat up earlier. And so here we go. You know, there's a lot of common families and ties between Greenfield and here. And it's going to be fun.
Now, Coach, you're pretty eager, obviously. How are you going to take this next week, okay? You're about a week out from the game, so are you going to look, you know, you've seen Greenfield Central. You know, we played them once this year. You have the film against them. Are you looking to improve the Arabians or just to play better against Greenfield Central? My question is, are you, like, really working to improve yourself in practice or scout them?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's both. I mean, it's both. And I think there's no gimmicks or tricks or – you know, you've got to be good at what you do, and you have to have your identity, which we do, and you have to execute it really, really well. And it's a team. I mean, this, for us to be successful Friday, we don't have to be perfect. We have to have perfect effort. We have to have the right mindset, and we have to play complementary football. I mean, we've got to be solid in all three phases, and not perfect. We got to be really, really physical. And we have to be very, very fast in every way. And that's our reads. That's how we execute. And we do that, we're going to have a chance. And hopefully we'll play our game.
You know, one of the great things about Greenfield Central, of course, is that you've already played them once this year. So how useful is film going to be, you know, going and watching against last matchup?
Well, it goes both ways. You know, they do a good job coaching too, and their kids do a good job. And so it is, though. It is. We, you know, your study and your preparation might be easier in some ways, you know. It's the other stuff between the ears that's harder, you know. I think, and I've said this multiple times, that, you know, week four was the worst game of the year for us. That was the worst game we've played. And I from an effort standpoint to an attitude standpoint to a team standpoint. And we've made a lot of changes mentally since then. We've grown up a lot, and we're a different group than the first time we played them. And I can sit here and tell the whole world that, but until we go show the whole world that, that means about as much as my words. You know, I mean, it's empty. We got to go do it. So the proof will be in our actions. And, you know, that's what I think I'm urgent about is I want to go show everybody what these guys have been doing and how they've been doing it. And, you know, the credibility I talked about a little bit last night, you know, we got a 3-game winning streak right now. We have some momentum. So do they. You know, they lost back-to-back games. And you can tell they had kind of a resurgence of focus. And they've been very, very solid since then as well. So,
now, last time we played Greenfield Central, I talked to you and you mentioned to me, you know, they're on their own winning streak on their own against Pendleton Heights. But there was one, you know, we had the streak before them, and it kind of goes back and forth. So now, you know, at least playing at home, how do you break this streak and really break their stride?
Yeah, I mean, it's play by play. I mean, you just, it is as simple as any other hurdle you have to get over in life. I mean, it's you have to do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it as well as you possibly can. You're entitled to nothing. They're not going to give us anything. You know, and you know, you wake up today, if you expected something, you've got nothing. You've got to go earn it. So you got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right consistency. And I mean, you have to really strive to be good at the simple. And they're very good at the simple. And when we're good at basic stuff, I mean, you know, everybody sees the flash, right? They see all the fun and they see all the, you know, there's all sorts. I mean, even IU today. Like, I mean, game day's down there, you know? Like, it's awesome. And they're this and they're that. But it's going to come down to who blocks and tackles better. Who controls the line of scrimmage? Does anybody turn the ball over? I mean, it's a simple game. Sometimes we make it more than it is. And, you know, I think we've got the guys to compete with anybody. I've thought that since day one here in 2016. We've got to believe, though. And I don't have to convince everyone else. I have to convince the dudes in that locker room, and right now they believe, and I'm excited for the week.
So you were able to shut down the running game in the second half. How can you replicate this success against Greenfield Central, which is a very heavy run team?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, one thing to always think about, too, teams that run the ball well, they're good against the run. Rarely is a good running team not a good run defense. Same with passing. If you're a good passing team, well, you should be able to defend the pass better. I mean, that's where you're spending a lot of time throwing the ball, so your defense is seeing that a lot. And that's a point of emphasis, right? We've been pretty balanced on both, so we should be, I mean, by theory, right? If my theory sticks, we should be good against both. I think you're seeing us, you know, like we talked about, turnover takeaways, stuff like that. We're getting better at it. You know, we're defending it better. We've got to read our keys better. With these guys, it happens fast. And they've added some bells and whistles to kind of distract your vision. You know, they'll motion a guy in and it's just window dressing, you know? Sometimes it's a little window dressing and then he comes back and punches you in the face though. So like you got to read your keys and you've got to be where you're supposed to be. And the good thing is about football, you don't have to do it alone. There's 10 other guys with you, you know? And you know, when we play together, we can hang with anybody. So with these guys here, it's going to come down to controlling the line of scrimmage, being where we're supposed to be, you know, correct pad level. Last night we're high. I mean, we're tackling guys around the shoulders. Like never in my life, just you can put this on your list of like what to know about football, Zion. Never will a good football coach say, yeah, go ahead and tackle them around the face. Tackle them around the shoulders. Yeah, good job. No, it is tackle them low, tackle them legs. That's how we practice it. And so same with blocking. You know what I mean? You've got to make sure you block in the correct way with the correct pad level. And otherwise, it's going to be a long night. They're really good at blocking through the whistle, too. And that's what makes them a good running team. They're tough, and they block through the whistle. And we've got to counter that.
I thought this stat was pretty interesting, Coach. So in the first quarter, you guys averaged this season 5.8 points. Mm-hmm. And then directly next in the second quarter, you averaged 11. Obviously, I mean, this tells you you need to start quicker offensively.
Yeah.
What are you doing about this, and how are you going to address it in practice? But also, where's that change come from? You know, first quarter 5.8, and then directly 11.
Yeah, well, I think it's that comes down to the players. They can't wait. They can't blink. You know, and we don't come out and call anything different. We don't come out and, I mean, they didn't do anything different last night than what we had prepared them for. So, and this isn't a blame game. This is a matter of having confidence in what you're told all week long and who you listening to, you know? Are you listening to the voice in your head that says, hey, we beat these guys last time. This is going to be an easy game, because that's what it kind of looked like. But anytime I've ever coached against Newcastle, they fight, you know? I mean, they are tough, hard-nosed kids, and they fight. And that's a conference rival for you. Greenfield's going to be the same way. They're a little bigger. They have maybe a little more speed in some spots. And so, you know, either side of the ball, someone has to set the tone. When we've done that in the big victories like at Yorktown, we set the tone. I mean, that's, again, it's a very fast and physical team. So that is interesting stat. I didn't know that. But it doesn't surprise me. Because of how things have gone. You know, I mean, Lebanon, we go back to week one. I mean, it was we get there late. Things are kind of scrambled. We go right down the field and score. But Keaton Jones makes a long run, you know. We can't wait around on guys to make plays. If you're waiting around on a guy to make a play, it's you that needs to go make the play. That's kind of the focus we need to have.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up, Coach. We'll see you next Friday. So good luck this week in practice, and excited for that game against the Arabians at home.
Heck yeah. Hey, happy birthday, Toby Richmond.
Well, thank you for joining me, Coach. That's going to wrap it up for our segments with him. But stay tuned. We got an interview with junior varsity quarterback Brant Gray. We saw him come in for a snap last night. So some exciting things. You can learn about the future of the Arabian quarterback position. But you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. This is your ASN Coaches Show. I'm Liam Davis, and I'm joined by Brant Gray, sophomore quarterback here at Pendleton Heights. This is early in the morning, so Brant, how's your morning been?
My morning's been good. Kind of got to school late, but we're good.
That's awesome. So we're just going to go ahead and get straight into these questions here. Obviously, you're a sophomore, and it's your second year of football. Going to be upcoming your second year in basketball and baseball, of course. But first is football. So how has the second year treated you so far?
I think this year's been great. We've had a lot of success. Our JV team went 7-1, which is obviously really great. And seniors have been great this year, and I'm really looking forward to next year. This year's been great.
What does your offseason kind of consist of, whether that's like playing other sports or specifically working on quarterback work?
Mostly I don't really have an offseason that much. I'm normally playing baseball in the offseason, but when I get the time, just going to the field, throwing routes with my friends, and just working on things I can improve on.
And unfortunately, we don't have your JV stats, but your varsity stats, you've played against Anderson, Yorktown, and Shelbyville, and you're throwing for 5-for-8 of passing, 45 yards, and 1 interception, and 2 carries and 27 yards. In 3 games, when you get put into a situation like that where you're up and you're not supposed to like be throwing the ball deep, that's pretty good for a sophomore. How do you think that's been playing varsity?
I don't know. I feel like I could have done a little better, but so, I'd say I just go in, try and do my job, and just, stay up and win.
And, so what kind of goes through your head during those games?
Kind of just show people that I can play, play varsity, give people a hope for next year, and just also try and do the best I can do on the field.
And so, obviously, the seniors are going to leave next year, and we might see a new group of players for certain teams. But overall, how do you think this year will translate into next year, whether that's still playing JV or that's starting on varsity?
I think the seniors left a great culture, and I think that with the returning juniors, we should have a great team, great squad next year.
And so how long does it usually take you to memorize the playbook? Obviously, you're a quarterback, so you kind of need to know where everybody's going to be at one time.
I'd say I learned most of it freshman year. I mean, we're still adding new plays, like, almost every week, but freshman year, I basically already had it memorized, yeah.
And do you know, like, how long it took you freshman year to be able to memorize it?
I kind of had to know most of it by week one, but it took me, like, I'd say, like, halfway through the season to memorize most of it.
And so, in your opinion, who's your favorite person to throw to, whether that's on JV or varsity?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but on JV, it's probably either Byron or CJ. Byron Moores or CJ Mitchum.
All right, and who has been your favorite person to play with, whether that's like whenever you were younger or if that's right now, and you can pick up the three?
I'd say my favorite's Byron Voorhis. I've played with him since, like, I think it was sixth grade. I mean, I started in fifth grade, so. But I've been playing with him for a while, and we've been on the same team, and we've just had a connection, and we've been doing great, so.
All right, and who is a QB that you look up to, whether that's still in college or in the NFL or retired?
I'd say CJ Stroud. I like the way he plays, and he's a great passer and a great player, and he's just a good person.
And who is your favorite all-time player?
All-time, I'd say probably, I don't know, I'd just say Peyton Manning probably.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
And who is your favorite coach that you've had to play for?
Probably, I mean, Coach Richmond. I mean, he's been a great leader, great coach. Really look up to him.
And so I'm guessing you guys have a good relationship with each other. Obviously, he does coach the weights program here at the school. So you're with him for, like, 4 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm with him quite a bit.
And so what's your go-to pregame meal?
I'd say Wendy's. Before a lot of games, I go over to Wendy's, I'll get a meal, but yeah.
I remember during baseball season, every single away game, it'd be Wendy's. Nothing else, just straight Wendy's. What's your go-to pregame playlist?
I don't know, I kind of just listen to chill music, get me calmed down, and get ready to play some football.
Is there like a certain song that you like to listen to on replay if you have to get ready for a big game?
No, not really. It's kind of a whole variety of different songs, different genres.
And so if you were to go to college for football, what college would you attend? You could choose one Power 4 school and one non-Power 4 school.
Obviously, I'm an Ohio State fan, so I'm definitely Ohio State. It'd be a great experience, and it'd be awesome if I was able to go there.
And on this Google Doc, I put Ohio State more than likely. And now a non-Power 4 school.
What's a non-Power 4 school?
Like the Pac-12, anything outside the SEC, Big 10, Big 12, and...
Oh no, man! Really, any D1 school's kind of great. So doesn't really matter for me.
Go to Liberty.
Man, sister went there.
Yeah, they're undefeated still.
Yeah, they're great. They're good.
And so what NFL team do you like, but would want to play for? That's not your favorite team. So obviously, your favorite team's the Browns.
Yeah,
I know that.
If I could play for a team, probably. I mean, I guess the Colts, man. I mean, I was second favorite team, I guess, and they're always solid. Great team.
So obviously, you are a pitcher, and how does that kind of translate to you liking football?
I'd say it just helps build arm strength, and it just makes passing a lot easier, and I'm able to pass a lot farther, I guess, and makes it more fun when you can.
And obviously, I've been going to some of the latest JV games, and I've seen you've been running the ball. If you were to pick a position, what position would it be other than quarterback?
I'd say wide receiver just because of my size, and I'd say I got pretty good hands. So, I mean, wide receiver would be fun.
Yeah, how tall are you? 6'2"?
Yeah.
And how big are your hands?
Pretty big, man. Pretty big.
Pretty massive. And if you were to play some sort of defensive position, what would it be?
Probably safety. Just fly around, make tackles, get some picks.
And if you were to create your own NFL team, where would it be based out of, and what would the name be called?
I'd base it out of Cleveland, probably. And I don't really know a name. I don't know. I'd have to think on that.
I've asked everybody I've interviewed. They said they'll keep the green and white, and they'll keep the Arabian.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Yeah, because the Arabians are just a great name. And what else is there on this sheet? I don't know. I think that's all the time that we have for today. I have no more further questions for you. So thank you guys for joining us. I'm Liam Davis, and this is Brant Gray. And stay tuned for more episodes here on the ASN Coach Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Kellen Bowers, and joining me is
Ava Zett
and Maggie Lukens.
So how are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Good. How about you?
I'm good.
All right. So getting into the first question, like, what positions do you play?
We're both middles.
Yep.
Middles?
Mm-hmm.
And what is middle to exactly?
Maggie.
So we block every position on the other side of the net, and then we...
Yeah.
So what motivates you guys to play volleyball?
Honestly, our teammates. Like, our teammates are a big part of the reason we're playing. Mm-hmm. Being with our friends constantly, definitely a bonus.
Yeah. We, like, hang out before games and after games. Sometimes we'll go out to eat. So we love to be there.
And so how long have you guys been playing volleyball for?
I've been playing since I was, like, 11, so, like, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, and I've been playing for the same.
Jeez, man. It's a while. So how do you guys think your team did for the season, if it's over? I have no clue.
It's over.
Okay.
We did fine. I think we definitely could have done better, but we had a tough schedule.
Yeah, I think we all grew a lot during the season, and I think we'll come out much stronger next season.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So did you guys have any, like, personal goals for the season?
I mean, was it county that we won?
Yeah.
We've won county the last 7 years, or 6 years, so this is our seventh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So definitely coming out and winning that again.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys think you have, like, do you guys notice, like, some strength and weaknesses you guys have as players?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like sometimes we, like, get caught up in the game and we forget to communicate sometimes. Yeah. But, like, that's kind of just, like, a smaller thing, but.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. Yeah, get too caught up, and then you just don't say, like, oh, I got it, mine.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That'll happen a lot, I guess. So what do you think the hardest team you played was? New Pal, maybe?
HSC.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Why? What makes them so good?
I mean, they've won state most years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're just...
And most of them are committed to like D1 schools.
They're a really big team. Mm. They're a strong team.
Yeah. Mm.
So do you guys prefer like playing on like defensive and getting blocks, or do you prefer like, you know, offense and spiking the ball?
I don't know.
I prefer offense.
Like blocking.
You like blocking?
Yeah.
What's the reason for it?
I don't know. It just like, I guess you just like feel stronger doing it.
Feel stronger.
Yeah.
Does it just like pump you up? You just go up there, block the ball.
Yeah.
So would you rather get an ace in serving? I don't know if you guys do that, but, or get a difficult dig. Okay.
Me as a middle, a dig. Because it's more impressive.
Yeah. I just think like, it's more like funny too.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of laughs. Mm-hmm. It's serious.
Yeah.
So, what's your guys' favorite memory so far playing volleyball?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say my favorite memory was when we were all at one of the coaches' houses and one of the players' little sisters was telling us funny stories.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's funny. That's a good one.
And do you have one?
Honestly, just team bonding, like hanging out with the team. We drove 30 minutes to McDonald's one day, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. So
kind of off that, like, what do you enjoy about playing volleyball the most? Like the games, hanging out with the people, the team, like what do you say?
All of it, honestly.
Yeah, all of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's not just a team, like we're a family, so... Mm-hmm. It's nice having that. You always have people to depend on.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, why'd you guys choose volleyball as your sport? What was the reasoning behind that?
I'm tall.
Yeah, we're tall. Yeah. Pretty tall, like, so.
Easy.
No other reason behind that? Just because you're tall?
I mean, that's why I started to begin with. Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, the love for the sport is why I keep playing. But definitely height is why I started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because you're tall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you kind of, like, thrown into middle, like it was positioned for you?
Yeah.
100%.
Would you like try out different team and not teams, different positions? Or would you prefer to like stay in middle?
I'd change. I don't really care.
Yeah, I would probably change. Just probably don't put me in the back row.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the front row is fine, but back row, just keep me
probably
out of there.
A good idea, Maggie.
Why don't you like the back row? What's wrong with
it? I don't know. I'm just too tall, and it like when I dive, it just does not look
just like a baby
when
giraffe.
Other people dive. Yeah.
You look like a baby giraffe. What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's kind of like I fall. I don't really dive.
You just kind of like...
Yeah,
yeah. It's not graceful.
Well, I mean, you could just always kind of like jump a little bit as you're falling, you know, and then just kind of boost you forward.
Yeah, I don't think about that, honestly. I just kind of go.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's funny. Okay, so what do you guys think is the best advice you guys have like receiving that's from maybe like a coach or like a different like a teammate?
Honestly, like not even advice, but just tough love, like. Our coaches getting on us, I think, helped us a lot. Like, mm-hmm. just telling us we got it and get our head out of our butt.
Yeah. I also think, from the coaches and players, like, just continually, like, encouraging each other and, mm-hmm. just, yeah, throughout mm-hmm. the season.
So, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
And so, we'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. You guys just heard from Brant Gray, junior varsity quarterback here at Pendleton Heights. And then after that, you heard from
Maggie Lukens and Ava Zek, both volleyball players. Of course, volleyball season did just end. They lost in their sectional matchup. But we're going to keep talking about football, okay? That's the main thing here at Pendleton Heights, okay? It's Coach Richmond talked to us, you know, you want to be playing in November. This is the best time to play, and what a matchup they have ahead, of course, against Greenfield Central. And they are one of the giants in this conference. And I think, you know, we put them on a high pedestal as broadcasters. And, you know, they're around 8-2. They're a very good team, but they're beatable. You know, there's nothing, I don't want to say there's nothing the Arabians can't do, but this is a very winnable team. Any of the teams in our conference, New Pal, we can beat them. You just got to, like Coach Richmond said, take it slow. You know, have a great week in practice. If the lights are right, we can beat that team.
Yeah, and spoken from Coach Richmond himself, he did say that in week four against Greenfield Central that, you know, the Arabians just did not play to their best capabilities. And they did end up losing that game 28-14. And, you know, if someone like Coach Richmond is going to say that, you know, the Arabians didn't play to their best, how can they play when they do play? You know, it's hard to play to your best, but to a theoretical perfect, I guess. You know, we could really see the Arabians come out with another win, and I mean, two sectional wins, that hasn't happened, or two sectional wins in a row hasn't happened for a very long time.
It's been a minute here, but this team really excited for it. I mean, this is a game, Greenfield Central has won their past few matchups, whether sectional or not, and they're very eager to go play this game. Like Coach Richmond said, he'd play it now if he could. You know, he's very happy and he's very excited. But taking a look at Greenfield Central, when we played them earlier this year, they're a very debilitating team. And what I mean by that is they will run the ball. They will run it well, whether it's 4 or 5 yards. You know, you need two of those, and that's a first down. Two or three. And, this is a stat I found pretty cool. Just interesting, I would say. They have 2,324 yards on the ground compared to their 1,093 in the air. So they about run it three times more than they pass, looking at carries, to receptions, to attempts. You get the idea. They will run the ball. They will run it well. And your defensive line is going to get tired. And their defense is starting to get sluggish. And then they're going to continue running it. In this Newcastle game yesterday, we saw them on their opening drive run it like 8 or 9 times. You know, they eventually turned it over on downs. But you're going to wind your defensive line down. And the Arabians are going to have to start putting in some different players. Last night, we saw Luke Graham come in. He's normally an offensive lineman. And, you know, just a big man to put in the trenches and just see, hey, change up the tide of this game, and he did that. That's what they're looking for going against Greenfield Central.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be the opportunity where, you know, the seniors, they're definitely going to need to step up, you know, and they have. They definitely have. They've filled in the shoes that were once left behind by, you know, their fellow seniors. I mean, amazingly. We've seen that in, you know, the big positions where there are seniors in there, and they've definitely stepped up. But, I mean, this is the, you know, win or go home. No, and it, especially against Greenfield Central, which is just such a phenomenal team and one that they've already played against. I mean, they might be having their heads hung a little bit low, you know, coming off a nice win against Newcastle. But I mean, if you just look back and think to Greenfield Central and you're like, you know, maybe we didn't play, you know, the best that we could have, but this is a new opportunity for them.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little historical here, going back in time a little. So looking at the record all time, Pendleton Heights 26-15 versus Greenfield Central. Talked about it with Coach Richmond. You know, they've had the better side of the rivalry recently, and Pendleton had that before them. But, you know, it goes back and forth, and that's just how it is, you know, playing conference opponents. You'll see that with Mount Vernon or whoever it is. Again, just conference opponents. And then sectionals, Pendleton Heights 6-4 all time versus Greenfield Central. So Pendleton Heights coming on the better side of that one yet again. And I just think, you know, they have the hype around them, okay? You know, they've beat them in the past. They have a war winning culture recently there. You can't think about that at all. You got to break their stride. You got to do whatever it takes to get that out of your mind. You know, they're coming to John Broughton Field, a nice home game. That's going to really help the Arabians, I think. You know, a nice marching band, nice home crowd. Anything that's going to help them to get this win, they're going to use against Greenfield Central.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've been on broadcasts where we've gone into other stadiums and the energy has just been electric. You know, if we look at Delta senior night, they were shooting off fireworks every single time. And I think, I don't want to get this right, I don't want to get this wrong, but didn't Newcastle end up doing it?
Newcastle, so they're the Trojans. They shoot off a cannon when they score. It made our broadcasters jump. It's, you know, each team has their own little thing, their own little shtick. The Arabians, you know, I... I don't know a better way to say this other than we bring the boom, you know. That sounds stupid, but we're really excited. Our student section, it was full last night. So many seniors. It was a blackout theme. It should, the energy and hype. Coach Richmond talked about all the signs through downtown Pendleton. You know, you see signs when you drive up to the high school. Everyone's hype. They want this football team to win. Arabians versus everybody.
Yeah, there's just a lot of pride in this town. You know, the people in Pendleton are proud of Pendleton. You know, all the sports and just all the community, it all just joins together. And, I mean, that's just what makes Pendleton so amazing.
Yeah, I was talking to Liam about this postgame yesterday. It's just good vibes. They were playing, like, Sweet Caroline after the game. Everyone was singing. Everyone was so happy. I haven't seen that in Pendleton in the longest time. And it's those big football wins that really bring this town together and make it so happy. And it's everyone's riding high right now, okay? You're playing a great opponent in Greenfield Central next week. Pendleton Heights officially 500 on the season with that, you know. It's been up and down all season. Officially 500, that's got to mean a lot for the coaches. They put in so much work and effort. And like they said, you know, last game against Greenfield Central, that was their toughest matchup. And now, you know, they get a do-over on that. They get a revenge game. And now it's win or go home, a lot of stakes on the line.
You know, one of the things with their records is – it was kind of misleading. You know, at one point they were 2-5, and you're looking at that and you're like, how?
That's not them.
Yeah, that is not them at all. And it kind of just shows the proof that the record is not everything. I mean, not at all, because now the Ravens, they've completely turned it around. They're 5-5. And I mean, they're just such a strong opponent on all sides of the ball that it just doesn't really matter their record.
Yeah, and with that, we're going to look to basketball season, of course. Still about a week or a little bit longer after that. The girls will start their first game against Westfield. That one Saturday, the 9th November at Westfield. So stay tuned. We will be live broadcasting that game. But we're also be live broadcasting the Friday night football game at John Broughton Field. That one, again, Greenfield Central versus Pendleton Heights. It's going to be a hype one, so stay tuned for that. But that's going to wrap it up for today's Coach's Show. For Lucas Williams, I am Zion Palmieri. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and thanks to all our sponsors and whoever makes this possible. And then finally, thanks to Coach Richmond and all the coaches and players who make this possible and come down here and so we can interview them, play them on air. That's going to about wrap it up. Thank you guys for tuning in. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.